Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Jared. Oh,
and that's us. For those of you that might be new, Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia is an interactive podcast. It's kind of like a book club, but for music.
Yes, every single week we talk about an album, and we also give our Sick Beats charts, which is a 10-song playlist that we curate for you specifically. And you can get all those wonderful details about that on our social medias as Sick Beats with JS.
Not SJ.
On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. However,
what are you going to say, Jared?
Today is a special episode of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. We're dropping the album this week because it is our season 1 finale of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia.
That's so crazy.
Yes, we have gone through 12 albums together now at this point,
mm-hmm.
On this wonderful trip, but it is the end of the semester. We have some time apart. It's time to call it season 1, I think.
Yeah, it's so crazy. We've had the podcast for 3 months now, a little over 3 months. This is episode 14.
Yeah.
This is episode 14, which is so crazy. Jared and I have come a long way since September of this year. Thank you for all your support on social media at Sick Beats with JS.
Not SJ. So to celebrate the season 1 finale of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia, we thought we would take a little dive back throughout what we've listened to this season and talk about some of our favorite albums that we've talked about, maybe some albums that we would skip altogether. And then since it is the end of 2021, we want to name our personal songs of the years. Name our personal song of the year and name our personal albums of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe a fun announcement at the end of the episode.
A very fun announcement at the
very
end of the episode.
Very fun announcement.
If there is a singular episode from this season that you listen to all the way through, it is this one because you have to wait until the end for a very special announcement.
Very special announcement.
Jared, looking back on our time here at Sick Beats, we're going to talk about a lot of favorites today. And I just want to know what your favorite episode to record was.
Okay, I've got like a few.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. I think conversation-wise, I think it's a mix between Montero by Lil Nas X and 30 by Adele.
Mm.
I think specifically with Montero, a lot of things hit me from that album that I didn't really realize until sitting down and talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it really made me appreciate the album more. And I think finally being able to sit down and talk about 30 by Adele was like so fun to do.
Yeah.
Because we've been hyping that album up since pretty much the conception of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was always being talked about this season. So I think that would be that. I also think our episode on Matt Maltese's album was really fun to record.
Yeah.
We'll get into it a little later, but I notoriously had a very difficult time with that album specifically,
mm-hmm.
and I think when I finally let go and just screamed about the things that were bothering me, I think it was not only very entertaining to listen back to while editing,
mm-hmm.
But it was just like fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun to just be able to scream. What about you? What are your favorite episodes?
I think one of my favorite episodes is just like our introduction episode,
mm-hmm.
just because, you know, you can kind of hear in our voices how we're really trying to figure things out, and we're kind of finding our chemistry, like, in the same room together, like, just us with no other friends. I don't know, I think that one's, like, really sweet. Other than that, I love our Future Friends episode.
How have I forgotten about that episode?
We literally, it was like nostalgia central in that episode. And it was super fun to record. We had the introduction of Sorry Scott, which was really fun.
Oh.
And then our intro episode was the beginning of like, this episode is sponsored by, or like the Ben Platt jokes. And it's just like, it seems like so long ago now.
I know. We're now 30 years old.
I have another question for you, Jared.
Oh my God, throwing them all at me.
So you just said your favorite episodes to record.
Uh-huh.
What was your least favorite episode to record?
Oh, I'm thinking. I want to say it's a toss-up between Good Morning, It's Not Tomorrow by Matt Maltese,
mm-hmm.
as I just said, it was one of my favorite episodes to record. And I think maybe last week, the Jessie Ware's What's Your Pleasure album. For the Matt Maltese one, I was really anxious because that was the first album I did not like at all. when we were talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
So before filming the podcast, like coming into the studio and recording it, mm-hmm. I was just filled with anxiety. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Like, I was like, I did not want to come to the studio and trash on an album that I knew, like, specifically you, Joe, and Damian were super excited about. Mm-hmm. Joe and Damian are boyfriends, by the way.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think the anticipation of the Matt Maltese episode really killed me. Mm-hmm. And I think last week's episode, just because I only listened to the album once before talking about it, mm-hmm. and I just did not feel like I had my A game there. I mm-hmm. fully blame finals week.
It has nothing
to do with the album. It has nothing to do with Jessie Ware. I just did not have enough time to listen to it. I have listened to it more since that episode, and I do really like it, mm-hmm. and I wish I could have given more sophisticated thoughts. So I apologize if that's not an episode that is your favorite at home. What about you, Sophia?
I definitely agree with you about last week's album, mm-hmm. What's Your Pleasure by Jessie Ware. I had a headache that entire episode. I was stressed because, you know, finals week is about to come up or was about to come up. And I agree. I don't think either of us were like on our A game for that episode.
There's a reason I have not edited that episode yet. There's a reason why it's a weekly.
I don't know. And, you know, before recording for that episode, we were in the studio and we both were like, oh, this is going to be a short episode.
Yeah.
Because, like, neither of us really had words. Like, it just, like, really wasn't flowing as well as it usually does. Mm-hmm. And that's also why last week's episode, like, we couldn't figure out the outro for it.
It was rough.
It was a little rough.
It was a struggle bus last week, that's for sure. What about, is there any other episode than that one?
I think, and this one really has nothing to do with the album because I love this album,
uh-huh.
but the When It's All Said and Done, Take Time episode was also one that was just really hard for me to get through.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure, like, what was going on. I think it was another one where I just, like, had a really big headache and, like, my brain just was not giving me words to say.
Yeah.
Which also, like, that is another pretty short episode.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember because that week we were struggling on finding an album too.
Yeah.
So future Jared and Sophia, if you're listening to this episode, pick an album during the weekend.
Yes, please.
I love it. Those are great questions. I didn't even think about that. Sophia, bringing the drama to the season finale. Speaking of favorites and least favorites from Sick Beats, I wanted to touch on some of our favorite albums this season.
Yes.
I know there were times during the podcast where both of us have said, maybe we need a little bit more time with this album.
Yeah.
Maybe it just didn't grow. Like, it's a grower and it's not, like, going to be outstanding right away.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the albums that I said that about actually ended up on my favorites list. I have 5 albums here. What about you?
I also have 5 albums.
Oh, my gosh. To keep things traditional, Sick Beats-wise, we're going to go in chronological order, but instead of tracklist chronological order, it's from the first album we listened to all the way to the most recent album.
Yes.
Like, chronological order-wise. Again, there's no order other than time.
Yeah, we're not ranking.
My first, like, favorite album from season one has to be Sawayama by Rina Sawayama.
Mm-hmm.
This album kickstarted our whole podcast.
Yes.
Which was very fun. This is the album from the podcast that I revisit the most.
Mm-hmm.
It has just great songs on there, from XS to, I'm naming the ones I listen to a lot, but like Comme des Garçons,
mm-hmm.
Love Hotel, or Tokyo Love Hotel, Paradise In, Akasaka Sad. Like, there's so many good songs on that album. And they're like, it's such a fun time to revisit that album. I do think it was very fun to record that episode. I feel like, again, we were finding our footing when we did Sawayama.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the things we said were really interesting about that album, and I like going back and listening to that episode.
Yeah, we had, like, really interesting and, like, kind of in-depth discussions for that album. I also absolutely love this album. This one is kind of special to me because we were jumping in right off the gate with a type of music that I don't often listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, kind of freaking out. And I also, like, had partial notes for the album. And there were all those songs in the middle that were, like, blending together for me that I was, like, I told you guys so often that I was, like, I just don't remember how this one sounds.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's going to be. But looking back on that episode and that album, it's so good. It introduced me to Rina Sawayama, who I love. The songs like Excess and Shut the F Up and Who's Gonna Save You Now and all of those like really, really changed the way that I think about my playlists.
Yeah. I also love that that is the only album that we intentionally did track by track. And we quickly realized that's not the way we should go about this because there were a lot of songs that were like, oh, well, it's a song by. I'm glad we learned.
We're learning.
Yeah.
My next favorite album is Montero by Lil Nas X. This album honestly should get the Grammy for Album of the Year. It's so important. And for his debut album, it's insane. The production level, all of the pre-roll stuff that he did. We talked about it so in depth in the episode. I love this episode. And there's so many songs that really stuck with me. Obviously, there's Montero. Can't call me by
what?
Name. That's What I Want, Scoop, Am I Dreaming? Am I Dreaming featuring Miley Cyrus really had a hold on me for so long. This album is so important.
Yeah, this is also one of my favorites from this season. You're going to hear me talk about Lil Nas X a lot this episode, so I apologize. But this was, at the time, my most anticipated album for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think 30 by Adele was even rumored at that point.
No, it wasn't.
It was like maybe just like, oh, Adele might drop something in November. But that was like every year. That album just kind of like took everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's great standout tracks on the album. I think it's a great debut. Everything I say in the episode that we talked on about this album on, I think still holds up. I would say we talked about how strong of a rollout that album was. The only thing that could have made that rollout stronger is if there was a physical album release same day. But I think I remember reading he like turned in the final project like a day before the release date. Like he turned it in like right when it was about time. So I understand why we didn't get one. We still don't have a physical copy. And Lil Nas X, if you're listening to this, where is it? but I think standout tracks on that album for me were Lost in the Citadel, Void, Am I Dreaming, Call Me by Your Name.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on any other one, but front to back, I love that whole album. Very important, helped me kind of go through some things as I was like, that I didn't realize I still needed to go through with my sexuality journey, I guess. But I guess that's just life for you. Yeah, Montero by Lil Nas X, great
album.
So
good.
Glad we talked about it.
My next favorite album is our third episode, To Let a Good Thing Die by Bruno Major. This album, I cannot say like enough positive things about it. We blabbered on about how beautiful this album sounded during this episode. Probably talked your ears off just about how, oh, like these songs just give you a hug and they make you feel so comfortable.
I think you said that at least 12 times per song.
Did anybody play a drinking game? Are you of age? Never mind.
I don't think they survived.
Joke redacted. This album is so good. Songs that stick with me from it are Old Soul, Regent's Park, Tapestry, I'll Sleep When I'm Older. They're so good. Bruno Major never fails to deliver. If you don't listen to him, I really recommend listening to him. It's like good lo-fi vibes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't touched this album a lot since we touched it, but I remember loving it. I am on the hunt to get a physical vinyl copy of it because I feel like I would appreciate it a lot more if I like put the needle down on the the record. But that's a great one to have.
Thank you.
In your list. I'm glad we talked about it. My next favorite album of Sick Beats, season one, is actually the next episode, is episode 5. The fourth album we talked about, 333 by Tinashe. This was one that I chose for us to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little disappointed when first listening to it. And I was like, I might need more time with it because a lot of it blended together for me. And I have spent a lot of time with this album. I specifically love songs like Undo, Back to My Heart, Let Me Down Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
There's Pasadena. There's just a lot of fun songs there, and it took me just a little bit more time to like see the differences in each song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a project that I just like keep kind of running back to randomly, and I find new songs that I like from this album all the time, and like my rankings of it switches all the time.
Yeah.
And I really like when albums do that to you, and like albums have that kind of longevity where you're like kind of always going back and being like, oh, maybe this could have been a single. Like, I think that's really fun. And I do think some of the things I said in the episode still stand. I still have a hard time understanding, or I still have a hard time recognizing what song Unconditional is. But yeah. That's also, after looking back at it, that song has like three different styles in one song. Mm-hmm. And it like switches in between them. And I think that's why I can't remember it, because it's like three songs in one. It's just interesting. I think that was a fun episode to listen to as well. And Undo Back to My Heart from 333 still is one of my favorite songs from an album that we've listened to, period, on this podcast this season. So I couldn't not talk about it in my favorite albums.
This album, I remember the ones that stuck with me were Shy Guy and Pasadena.
Yes.
Those were the couple that I really enjoyed from this album. And you'll hear me talk more about it later. My next favorite album, we're skipping a few episodes. Look at us.
Wow.
My next favorite album that we've done on Sick Beats is Razzmatazz by I Don't Know How But They Found Me. This album, my boyfriend Damian suggested. So thanks, Damian. This was our first jump into a little like punk alt moment, and it was super fun. I listened to this album on repeat for like a million years. It's so good. Songs that stuck with me from this album included Leave Me Alone, Mad IQs, New Invention, Cluster Hug, Kiss Goodnight. Again, this album is absolutely amazing. It's such a fun listen. And just looking back on it, this album definitely had a hold on me.
Yeah. I think the week after we did this album, they were in Nebraska on tour, and yeah. I was almost about to drop everything so we could go. Like, I felt like that would have been full circle. We
that would have been so fun.
That was a good one, for sure.
Yes.
My next favorite album from Sick Beats is An Evening with Silk Sonic by Silk Sonic.
Oh, that's
insane. This album was highly anticipated for me in 2021. We almost didn't get it in 2021. It almost didn't exist on season one.
Yes.
But it finally dropped. We got a beautiful nine song album. And front to back, this album is just a masterpiece. I think it's one of the only albums really that came from this year that didn't have like a skip on it per se.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the podcast, like there was not a song on this album that didn't deserve to exist on this album.
Yeah, absolutely.
My favorites were After Last Night, Smoking Out the Window, 777, Skate, and I mean pretty much the whole album.
But. Yeah, I agree. This was a super fun listen, super fun episode. Jared and I had been waiting for this album for a really long time. We're glad that we got it to you for season one. Songs that stuck with me were Fly As Me, Smoking Out the Window, 777, and Skate.
Look at us having very similar favorites. What a good album.
For our final, right? Final?
Mm-hmm.
For our final favorite album from season one of Sick Beats, we have 30 by Adele. There's no way that we could talk about favorite albums that we've listened to without mentioning this album. So highly anticipated. We followed it from when the rumors started that she was going to release a single, to it changing to her releasing an album, to it being rumored what she was even going to call the album, to the album, like, announcement to release. Like, we have been all over 30 by Adele, and you've kind of followed us through that journey on the podcast. This, like Jared said earlier, we had some really good conversations on this episode, especially about My Little Love and stuff like that. Songs that really stuck with me from this album were My Little Love, Oh My God, I Drink Wine, All Night Parking, Woman Like Me, Love Is a Game, all of the songs. This album is so important, so good.
I agree. It was very fun to be a part of the Adele Rumors and Speculations podcast featuring Book Club Buffer Music by Jared and Sophia. Yes, 30 by Adele, again, there's no way we couldn't talk about it in our season finale.
Mm-hmm.
I just cannot get enough of this album. This is another like front to back. Nothing is really wrong about this album except for like one song. But It's Adele,
one
so I don't
part
care.
Of one song.
My favorites are Cry Your Heart Out, Oh My God, Strangers by Nature, I'm going out of order, sorry. Woman Like Me, Hold On has been kind of grabbing me recently. Mm. I saw Hold On an Amazon commercial today on YouTube, and I didn't know how to feel about it. Because at first it looked like it was a medication commercial, and I thought, weird, but fitting. It was weird.
It's sad.
But it was, every single song on this album is so good, and this is another album where I'm like, thank God we were able to get this album in 2021, and like,
yes.
We didn't have to wait longer for a new Adele album.
Yeah.
Those are our favorite albums from Sick Beast with Jordan and Sophia.
It's time to switch tracks a little bit.
Oh.
And next up, we're going to talk about our skips album-wise, not song-wise. From the entirety of season one of Sick Beats. Let me just explain before we start. These are albums that, you know, maybe were okay, but we wouldn't listen to again, or we absolutely hated and they make us angry and want to quit the podcast. And I will just preface this by saying both of our lists are very short.
Mm-hmm.
We have had an overwhelmingly positive experience with most of the albums we've listened to.
And again, all respect to the artists that we're talking about.
Yes. But these are hot takes.
But it's going to get a little spicy.
It's about time we had some fresh, hot takes.
Yeah.
You guys heard me say that I would be talking about it again later. My first skip from season one of Sick Beats is 333 by Tinashe. This album was fine. It was fine. I had an okay experience with it. I just did not add it to my library, and I will not be listening to it again. But like I said earlier, there were a few songs that I did have positive experiences with. It's just not an album that I would put on a playlist or listen to again. It didn't make me angry. I didn't have an overwhelmingly negative experience with it. I just was a little disappointed, and I felt like something was missing almost. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It was missing the Sophia sparkle.
I hated that.
Yeah, me too.
Redacted.
I'm gonna quit. My only album that I would skip from this season, I've mentioned it quite a bit already this episode, and from
I
Sophia's
wonder what
questions.
It is.
This album is, unfortunately, Good Morning, It's Now Tomorrow. This album makes me wish it wasn't tomorrow and that today was my last day. I tried so hard to love this album. Everybody around me liked this album enough to want to add it to their playlists and not scoop their eyeballs out. Unfortunately, I am not like everybody else. I'm not one of those girls. I ranted a lot about this on the episode. So, if you want the full rant, go back and
listen. It's so good. Go listen to it.
It's so funny. I literally lost my whole brain there. But my biggest issue with this album was I couldn't figure out what I didn't like about it. And that's why I couldn't listen to it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There were songs I really did like. There were songs like Oldest Trick in the Book.
We both like Rat Race.
Yeah, it was Oldest Trick in the Book, Rat Race, maybe Krakow. I liked Mystery. I liked a lot of the songwriting on the album, 10 out of 10 songwriting. There was something about the mix, something about the vocals that I just couldn't get past. And a lot of songs that could have been a favorite track for this album for me got ruined by one or two little high notes randomly placed that were improperly mixed.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get past it. I will say since listening to this album for the podcast, I have been able to tolerate it more.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told Sophia I was listening to the Every Sick Beats Charts Ever playlist, and that week where we talked about Matt Maltese, Sophia notoriously made her chart only Matt Maltese.
I will interject here. I made it all Matt Maltese, one, because it was funny.
It
and
was
I wanted
so
to be funny.
And
two, I only made it with songs that I felt like you could tolerate.
Yeah.
I didn't put Shoe on there 10 times.
Thank God. Yeah, I'm anti-Shoe, by the way. That song deserves a place in the lowest ring of hell. But I had texted Sophia and I'm like, oh my God, I just listened to a Matt Maltese song. Front to back.
Yeah.
I didn't skip it. So that's progress.
Yeah.
I do think that it's worth listening to once. I will continue to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't for me. it just made me angry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt Maltese. I'm sure you're very lovely, very nice, and I like how you songwrite.
I cannot wait for me to have an album that makes me so viscerally angry that I have to scream about it. We've gotten a few rants from me, a couple of hollers, but I'm excited for when an album does that to me. Maybe season two.
Yeah. Although I do think it's funny, I don't think I've ever positively reacted with as much passion as I negatively reacted passion-wise to Good Morning, It's Not Tomorrow. Sorry, Matt Maltese.
I have one more skip.
Mm-hmm.
And this one really disheartens me. my next and last skip is Fandom by Waterparks. And the reason I say that this one really disheartens me is because I wanted it so badly not to be a skip for me. because, like, Jared was coming fresh off the Waterparks concert, dressed up as a Teletubby, went on Halloween, was, like, so excited about it.
And then he was high, like, on the Waterparks.
He was like, let's do a Waterparks album. And I was like, yes, which one? And he was like, Fandom. And I expected us to listen to Greatest Hits.
We should have, in all honesty. not to interject.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
So I listened to this album and I'm like, wait, huh? I was like, wait, what? Why don't I like this? Because Waterparks has like all of the correct ingredients for like something that I would enjoy. And that's why I said in the episode, I really just don't think that this album is an album for me. I do think that I would enjoy other Waterparks songs. There was just like something about this album. I just like couldn't find myself relating to anything. And some of his lyrics were just like too clear. And I was like, whoa, are you trauma dumping on me? And
he is. He 1,000% is.
And I just was so sad about it.
That's fair. Maybe we should do Greatest Hits next season.
Maybe. Honestly, we need Waterparks to have a redemption arc for me.
I'm scared they won't, though.
If they don't, then at least I know that I have a solid opinion on them.
Yeah. It's just, give me some song, not album. Heart emoji.
Anyways, that's all I'll say about it.
Well, that's enough sick beats for one day. Let's talk about music as a whole in 2021. In the spirit of Grammys coming towards us in February, which we may or may not cover on Sick Beats season two. You never know.
Oh my gosh, that would be fun.
It would be fun. Maybe that'll be a special episode. but in the spirit of Grammys being nominated specifically for categories like Song of the Year and Album of the Year, we thought it would be fun to give you some songs and some albums that maybe we didn't talk about on the podcast that we do think would be songs of the year or albums of the year for us specifically.
Yes.
We have three songs and three albums for you each from us. So, Sophia, why don't you just give us your three songs?
All of them? All
Let's
at once?
Let's just do all three.
Oh, my gosh. That's Why so not? Fun. So, these are not ranked. I actually have them set out chronologically from, like, time of the year that I, like, was listening to music consistently.
I love that. I don't.
So the way that I have mine set up is I have it from like winter into spring of 2021, then summer of 2021, and then fall into winter of 2021.
Yeah.
So.
Love it.
My end of winter and spring song, I was about to say album, is Just a Lover by Hayley Williams. This is from Flowers for Vases, or like the Descanos album. I just will say that this album I listened to on repeat along with Igor by Tyler, the Creator, for the entire beginning part of the year. Just a Lover is so good. It's amazing. You should go listen to it. For my summer song, I have All Eyes on Me by Bo Burnham, because all I listened to this past summer was the Inside soundtrack, because it had a hold on me.
As you should.
And then fall into winter of this year, I know that you guys probably have a guess between a couple of artists, but I have...
Put your butts below.
Is it Ben Platt? Is it Orla Garland? Beep, 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 beep. my fall into winter song for this year is Madison by Orla Garland. This song has such a hold on me. It's so good. She recently released a one mic version with her entire band. It's really good.
Exactly.
That was a lot of Sophia talking.
Those are some good songs. No, it's all good because I'll do the same thing now.
Jared, what are your songs?
My three song of the year contenders are, I'm going to say all three and I'm going to talk about them a little bit in order, but we have Kiss Me More featuring SZA by Doja Cat, Montero Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X, and Overdrive by Conan Gray.
Jared, those are perfect.
Aren't those great? Okay, let's get into it. Kiss Me More featuring SZA by Doja Cat is the song of the summer for me.
Absolutely.
If not song of the year. This was my number one song streamed this year. Everything about this song is perfection. Their voices sound great together. SZA's verse is fantastic. Doja's giving you everything Doja will give you on a track. And I think this is one of her like better like mainstream pop hits today. Mm. I think it will have more longevity than Say So. I really love this song. And every time I listen to the song, I'm like not mad. And I'm like, this isn't like, it doesn't get old, is what I'm trying to say. Next one is Montero Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X. As I said already, this song is kind of a culture shock. It was a cultural reset.
Yes.
Personally, I like the extended version, which I don't like the name of because it's called like Satan's Extended Edition, which I don't like, but it's fine. I'll get over it. But I like the extra bridge that he did. The hype up to this song's release was very fun. Everything Lil Nas X is going to be fun. And if you say 2021 to me, it's going to be Montero is going to come up in my head.
Yes.
And finally, we have Overdrive by Conan Gray. I was going in between this song and Telepath by Conan Gray because both are really good songs. But Overdrive, all these songs remind me of summer, which is kind of sad. Summer's like the only happy time. But this song reminds me of taking my last final in spring of 2021, starting my car, getting screamed at because my car sucks, and then just driving. And like being like, I have freedom to do whatever I want now for a month or a half, like for like 2 months. Like, I don't have to do class tomorrow. And, like, it just gives me good vibes. I think Conan has great songwriting here. And just from all those singles that he's put out in 2021, like, I'm so excited to see what 2022 has in store for Conan Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my songs of the year, I think.
Those are so good. Moving from song of the year to album of the year 2021. Again, these are just our personal picks for the songs and the music that we've been listening to all year. These aren't Grammy predictions or anything more serious than, hey, this is what I listen to the most.
Yeah.
So Jared, why don't you go first on this one?
Okay. I'm going to do a similar thing as Songs of the Year. I have three albums here. It's Planet Her by Doja Cat, Montero by Lil Nas X, and Greatest Hits by Water Parks. Pretty standard for me, I think. To get started, Planet Her by Doja Cat. When that album dropped, it was all I listened to. I recently have gone back into the kick of only playing this album again because I couldn't get good signal on my phone. And I have this album like saved on my phone, like saved.
Yeah.
So I just like started listening to it again. And just like front to back, this album is so good. It's so fun. I don't think this is Doja Cat's best album per se. I do think Hot Pink still holds that for me. But everything is good about this album. I love Kiss Me More, obviously. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
But, like, tracks like Get Into It, Yeah, Need to Know, You Write featuring The Weeknd, I Don't Do Drugs featuring Ariana Grande, Ain't Shit. There's just so many good songs on this album. I could just keep listing the rest of them. Been Like This, Options featuring J.I.D. I mean, this Doja Cat's Planet Her has been my album to Sophia's Orla Gartland on my charts, basically. I mean, every week somehow Doja Cat finds her way somewhere near my charts. I won't talk too much about Montero because we did earlier, but just like front to back, I love this album, and it had just like songs that really were a cultural reset for me specifically. And I think the fact that he is an unapologetically queer black man in 2021 and is just not going to let people tell him what to be, not gonna let people put him in a box, is fantastic. I've already said good songs on this album, but there's also like That's What I Want. I didn't think I said that earlier, and that's like one of my favorite songs on the album. There's so many good songs on this album. And then finally, Greatest Hits by Water Parks. This is the album I should have made Sophia listen to on the podcast and everybody else to listen to. This album's just really good. I think it has a lot of versatility from the Water Parks band members. With songs on this album like Fuzzy, Numb, Violet, Snow Globe, I'm gonna just name the rest of the album, I guess. Secret Life of Me, Magnetic, Fruit Roll-Ups, Crying Over It All, See You in the Future. I left out a couple of songs. Like It. There's just a lot of good songs on here. It feels like it dives away from like the subject matter of fandom. I think it's just very interesting. They play with a lot of different sounds here. They get a little heavier with songs like It and Magnetic, and Ice Bath is like they're screaming at you. Like it's a lot. There's just a lot of fun gems on this album, and it was like this album and Planet Her on my top 100s, like my top 100 playlist that Spotify gave me.
Yeah.
Like almost every song from this album was in my top 100. Same with Planet Her. And it wouldn't be right for me to not talk about Water Parks. They always show up. They're always there.
Yeah.
If I were to have to name like one favorite out of the three though, it would probably be Planet Her by Doja Cat. That one just had such a big hold on me.
Yeah.
Like I could not escape her.
Yeah. That makes sense. Moving on to my albums of the year. These aren't organized the same way as my songs of the year were. sorry about it. But my albums of the year are Woman on the Internet by Orla Garland, Reverie by Ben Platt, and Montero by Lil Nas X.
Ooh.
This actually took me a while to come up with this list because as I was thinking about what albums I've been listening to on repeat this year, so many of them are not from 2021. So I was really struggling. But Woman on the Internet, you guys already know that this would be my number one choice. I went and I was looking at the album and I think there's only two or three songs off of the 11 song album that I haven't touched on or put in a chart.
I love that so much.
Literally, I won't even say favorite songs from it. You can look back at our social media for what's been on my chart. This entire album is so strong. It was her debut. She did it independently with her own label. And it's just like so insane. She was another one of the like YouTuber to actual artist people. And she's come such a long way. She's doing tours and live shows and playing at festivals and doing all of this stuff. And it's just like so crazy to follow that journey. So there's no way that I could talk about any sort of album of the year for me and not mention Woman on the Internet by Orla Garland. Next is Reverie by Ben Platt. This song got me through the entire first part of this, or this album got me through the entire first part of this semester. I'm obsessed with it. I did not enjoy Ben Platt's first album. There were a couple songs, hot take, because you guys know how much I love this album, but there were only a couple songs I liked from his previous one. Obviously, I love him and Dear Evan Hansen. We're not going to talk about the movie. but this album, you know, it really felt like he found himself. He finally came out and felt comfortable making music that was authentic to him. And it shows because this album is absolutely fantastic. You should give it a listen if you like Ben Platt. He has a wonderful voice. And then lastly, Montero by Lil Nas X. We've touched on this album every 5 seconds this episode so far. this album was so important. I was so excited for the release of it, which is kind of odd for me because I haven't listened to a lot of his older stuff. I just like started following him on Twitter and I really liked him and I realized that he was like so, so, so funny. And it got me so hyped up. And the rollout and everything got me so excited for this album. And then it came out and it did not disappoint. There is not a single song that is like bad on that album. It's so good. I really hope it wins Album of the Year, even though I know Olivia Rodrigo is going to sweep and we're not going to talk about our opinions on that. but Montero is so important. If you haven't listened to it yet, I don't know where you've been. Especially if you're listening to this podcast, you have to go listen to Montero by Lil Nas X.
And then listen to our episode about it.
Yes.
It's long.
It is long.
Those are some great albums. as we were talking about albums, I realized there is an honorable mention I have for Song of the Year, just because I forgot about it until just now.
Oh.
Have Mercy by Chloe.
Oh.
I love an ass anthem. that's how I'm going to get into it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to keep that in. I just love it.
That was funny.
Have Mercy.
You should keep it in. Okay, I'll keep it in.
I'll keep this whole thing in. So yeah, that's like our season one recap plus 2021 recap, I guess.
Yeah.
Let us know what your favorite albums we've talked about are on our social media, as well as everything else we've really talked about today. Sick Beats with JS.
Not SJ. I'm also really interested to hear your guys' input on favorite and least favorite episodes.
Don't make me cry, though. They're like, I hated when Jared spoke.
You're not funny. And we're like, oh.
Delete the whole podcast. Well, we've been kind of hyping this up since the end of last week's episode.
Yeah.
We said we didn't want to give away anything.
But maybe we do.
We wanted you, our podcast listeners, to hear about this first. But on our Instagram, at sickbeatswithjs.
Not SJ.
We will be doing a giveaway of a physical copy of 30 by Adele.
Now, this can either be the standard black pressing of 30 or the Target edition CD of 30 with the bonus tracks.
Isn't that so exciting? Isn't that not sick beats?
It's so sick.
This giveaway will be posted on our Instagram page on December 29th and it will go to January 12th. All the rules and conditions for this giveaway will be posted on our Instagram, but we want to let you know ahead of time so you can set notifications on and be ready. Unfortunately, you have to be from the United States to enter. International shipping does suck, and I am not equipped to handle that. So maybe in the future we can let you international stands enter a giveaway. But unfortunately for this one, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
We will announce the winner of the giveaway on the first episode of season two of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. We'll do it on the podcast and on our Instagram at the same time.
Yes. So if you are like me and Sophia and you're looking to get a copy of 30 by Adele, keep an eye out for that.
Yes.
Turn those post notifications on our Instagram page and be ready to tune into the season two premiere of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia sometime in January.
Yeah.
For more Sick Beats. We'll keep you updated on everything that on our social media at Sick Beats with JS.
Not SJ.
And again, the giveaway is going to be exclusively on our Instagram page.
Yes.
So make sure you are following us on our Instagram page.
And make sure you have our post notifications on so that when we announce the winner, you know if it's you or not. Because we're not going to wait forever, honey.
For real. And again, all the rules and conditions for this giveaway will be on our Instagram. We're just announcing it here on the podcast.
Yes. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. If you enjoyed this episode and want to continue discussing music with us, make sure you add this podcast on your preferred podcasting platform, as well as following us on our social media. Again, it is at Sick Beats with JS.
Not SJ. We'll be announcing next season's
album
on the Wednesday before the episode. So make sure you are on the look for that. But until then, thank you so much for listening to season one of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. And we'll talk to you guys next year.
Oh my God.
For more
See
Sick
you next
Beats.
Year.
Oh my God.
Ah!
Bye.
Bye. I think it's time to end the podcast.
Forever.
Yeah. We just don't come back for season two.
No giveaway.
We keep the Adele vinyl for ourselves.
No, that's illegal. We'll get killed or sued or imprisoned. I don't know.
Somebody comes and murders us. Where's my Adele vinyl?